For some, prison is where it ends. For all, court is where it begins. This ain't no TV show. This is the real world. And this is what's happening at the courthouse on KFM Mornings with Ramiz.
All right, so out at Kales River Court yesterday, Ramiz.
Yes, that's right.
Was it busy there?
It is always busy there. Like hustle and bustle always around there.
Okay.
I love it there.
I love this bit. It's where Ramiz, you know the story by now. He patrols the steps of the courthouses. Some people coming in, some people coming out. Some go in, some never come out. This is real world stuff. Mm-hmm. He loiters and he asks everybody one simple question.
What are you doing at the courthouse today?
I'm here for a gentleman owing some money for construction.
Why does he owe you this money?
For construction to be done at my house. But then that never came about. That happened in August 2021.
What was he supposed to be doing at your place and how much was this money?
So he was owing me close to 12,000 rand. He was supposed to build a boundary wall with a braai area.
Oh, that's not much, eh?
For me, it's a lot.
No, it is a lot, but I mean, for the type of work that he was supposed to do, was that the total amount that you were supposed to pay him?
That was the total amount.
That you paid him?
That's only the deposit, the total amount.
Oh, I see.
30,000.
Okay, now I get it, okay.
I had to fight with him for over a year.
How did you get to this person that obviously now basically conned you out of money?
I actually went on Facebook. There was people that had used him before. Anyway, it was from the get-go. He was very honest. He gave me his ID, his address. So he seemed legit. I believe he's owing 5 other people money as well. So.
Oh, how did you find that out?
So also via Facebook.
That's not good at all, eh?
Yeah, but he's a good guy. So hopefully he will keep to his payments and then we can sort this out soon.
He basically stole money from you.
But that's in God's hands. He must pay my money, then he must make peace at heart. I mean,
this is the first time now that I'm interviewing someone and the accused is actually standing here as well. He doesn't want to say anything. You seem to be turning the other cheek and being the better person.
I have to, man. Just praying that he will keep on paying me. So I'm leaving it in his hands.
Has your boundary wall and braai been built subsequent to what happened?
Yes, but with another builder.
Obviously another builder.
Yeah.
You can't go to the same builder.
Yeah, because I want to braai.
Exactly. Everybody wants to braai. We're South African, man.
That's it, man. Yeah.
But thank you very much for your time, sir. I hope that everything goes well.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What are you doing at the courthouse today?
For theft.
For theft? Okay, what happened?
I stole something at work.
You stole something?
Yeah.
So you are guilty?
Yeah.
This is the first time ever, actually, I interview someone and they immediately admit they're guilty.
Yeah, how can I say it was me? No one else to blame but myself.
What did you steal?
A piece of pipe.
What?
Yeah.
Like what, a copper pipe or something?
Yeah.
So obviously you wanted to sell it for money?
Yeah.
Like how long?
Listen to me, too long.
What?
Yeah.
What kind of work were you doing that you can find this pipe regularly somewhere at work?
No, I was working in the warehouse and I saw the pipe and I just took it. And so the camera caught me.
This doesn't make any sense. So, like, okay, what goes through your mind when you want to decide to take this pipe?
Well, I do have a mental problem. This was just one of those days where...
You weren't myself. Feeling great?
Yeah.
Did you think that you were going to be able to sell this pipe?
Yeah.
For money, for what?
For drugs.
Okay, so you were working, but you're also on some sort of drugs.
Yes.
And right now?
Now I'm trying to stay clean, doing rehab and all that, mental institutions and all that.
Okay, like Falkenberg, for example?
Yeah.
The charges was from your work. Do you still work there?
No.
They fired you?
Yes.
And all of this over a copper pipe that's less than a meter long?
Yes, that's the real. Yes.
Was it worth it though?
No. So now I'm suffering. If you don't get help for your mental problems, then if you keep quiet about your mental problems, then it goes from bad to worse and worse to worse. I am getting better. I'm on medication and all that. We take it one day at a time.
But then the people that you worked for, Did they not know that you were sort of in a different state of mind?
They only found it afterwards.
I see.
Yes.
Are they going to be dropping the charges now?
I must speak with the damages.
Of what?
Of the water.
What water?
The damage from the pipe.
Oh, you stole it out of like a actual something that was running. There was water running through there and you stole it.
Yes.
So the water then gushed out of there when you stole the pipe?
Yeah.
Hectic. Yo, thank you very much for your time, sir. I really appreciate it.
So, what I have to say is, if you have a mental problem, don't stay quiet. It can ruin your life. Thanks, sir.
That story just kept on giving.
Yeah.
So the pipe was like a copper pipe that's in with the he running water, and he hacked it while it was under pressure.
Seems like it. That's what he said. Eventually, he told me that because I was like.
Was it just sitting there in the warehouse?
Yeah, it sounded like it was just lying in the warehouse or whatever in the back room.
And he's like, oh, I can get some bucks for this.
Exactly.
That's a lot of premeditation to go and hack a water pipe out of the ground.
Oh, a lot of emotions as well.
But my thought was, why did he only take 1 meter then?
That's the other thing. Like, you're not going to get much for 1 meter.
But if it's a water pipe under pressure, I mean, that's giving your game away. That's just...
Yeah.
Well, he does say he's got
a mental
issues, so maybe that's not as
and he wasn't having
clear
a good
to,
day that day. Yeah.
Yeah, and maybe it's not as clear to him as it would be
to us.
To us, yeah, exactly. True. So, wow.
But for him to immediately say, "Yeah, no, I did it," eh? No.
And the builder,
yes.
And the builder. Yes. So the guy that conned him was standing right there. What was his facial expression like?
He just blank, complete blank face. Didn't say anything. Didn't want to say anything to me. And then also was like, why are you actually interviewing this guy?
Yeah, I was probably checking what the guy was saying.
Yeah, well, you see, he's the guilty agent.
If he's on the straight and narrow now, he's obviously not wanting you to ruin his chances of business in the future.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who he is, essentially.
But that happens a lot.
Why does builders always have a bad rep?
Well, you know what? There's those small few that give the rest that a bad rep. Come, give you a quote. Yeah. Give me a deposit. Boom, gone. Never see them again.
Correct.
But also, I mean, he's a South African. He finished his Braai area.
Yes.
So he's ready
and
for
life is going on.
Heritage Day this year. It's going to be amazing.
Exactly.
Going to buy a full lamb with the money he's getting monthly. A grade.
It's a lamb a month.